Yes.
Yes. Ein bisschen zu früh mein Einsatz hier gerade. Im Stückchen von Emma Elizabeth Waterways heißt ein Auszug aus der kommenden LP Melancholic Milkshake. Die wird am Freitag erscheinen als erste, als Debüt-LP der Künstlerin aus Schweden, die mittlerweile von Berlin aus an ihrer Weltkarriere arbeitet. Wir haben sie schon kennengelernt, als sie im Vorprogramm The Pictures hier kurz auftrat, auch im Flux FM Kosmos. Und jetzt ist sie zurück, um ihr neues Album schon mal zu bewerben, um hinzuweisen auf einen Auftritt im Juli. Und weil wir das Album hier selber so gut finden bei Flux FM, werden wir schon heute vor dem Veröffentlichungsdatum zwei Exemplare verlosen dürfen. Signierte Exemplare von Emma signierte Exemplare. Bei mir im Studio ist sie nun, Emma Elizabeth. Hello.
Hello.
It's a Monday. I'm still confused, kind
it's
of.
Monday, yeah.
Yeah. How are you doing today?
I'm very
cool.
Yeah.
It's nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Yeah, you've been here with the pictures like not too long ago, right?
It was in January.
January.
Yeah.
Nice. So congratulations on finishing the album. Melancholic Milkshake is going to be released on Friday. How excited are you as an artist? Like two or three days before you bring that album out.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a strange feeling because it's something you work on for a really long time.
Yeah.
And it's a long process. But I really look forward to just getting it out.
Yeah. I know that you've recorded the album by yourself. I mean, there's a few musicians on the album.
Sure. Yeah.
But you've produced the album yourself. Only the mix was done externally.
Yeah.
So how much time did you spend in the studio to record this?
I think I spent, first of all, the songs were written, and that was like one process.
Mm.
Then I sat down with the arrangements for maybe 2 months or something like that. And it was also in different steps.
Okay.
So, and I had a lot of help from, with the drum recordings, for example, and arranging everything, taking in some different people to play different parts.
Yeah. The drum recording process is one of the most complicated things in recording music, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because the mics, there's too many mics in the room and the phasing, and they start to, the signal starts to erase.
I got like a real pro to help me out with the drum sound, and that was also, his advice was that that's the one thing that can lift the record up to a whole new level, and that's the drum sound.
Yeah.
And so I really invested in getting the drums right.
Nice.
And with his help, I think it turned out just the way I want it.
It sounds great. I love the drum sound because it's pretty dry. It's not like ping. And that's what I love. So, I mean, you've had different careers before you started your own solo career.
Yeah.
You were like working with other producers, external producers. You were like part of the machinery, kind of. Part of the pop machinery. Then you decided to leave that world and build your own. How and when did you find out that this is not going to be yours and that you want to do it on your own?
It's been like a long ride, kind of. So I started making music when I was little, and then I studied music, and then I joined a band in Stockholm and started. I was kind of just jumping into the music industry, having absolutely
the band was She Bang.
No idea. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And we released an album. I went to Japan and toured, which was awesome.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But
that.
I also had absolutely no idea what was happening.
Yeah,
and later on, I moved here, and I started working with a great network of people.
Yeah.
And it all kind of, took its course. And I started working on material with people, and in the end, it all developed in a way where I felt like I didn't know how to develop it any further.
Yeah.
So I wanted to just...
That was the Betty Dietrich phase.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The Betty Dietrich phase.
Well, I was like, in the end, so I was making music before I recorded that album.
Yeah, sure.
And in the end, I felt like there were so many people having an opinion on what it should sound like. And I was just, I don't even know anymore. Like, I just want to make music without all of these influences.
Yeah.
Just sit down, write songs. I record them the way I want it. in the end, that's what
happened. One wise man or woman once said that it's better to fail with something that's completely your own than to fail with a compromise. I mean, exactly. If people come up to you now and like, no, I don't like, I mean, you're a nice person, but I don't like your music. Yeah, you'd be like, yeah, so fine. Don't like it. Yeah. It's fine. But if somebody came up to you with that sentence and you knew that you know that you've worked on that music with like 15 different producers and stuff, it would be hard to pin out who was the motherfucker who spoiled it all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure. And it's, yeah, definitely. I think there is never any guarantee. Yeah. I mean, in life in general,
no.
There is no guarantee. So you might as well do things the way you want.
Sure. Especially in arts. I think it's really important. And especially nowadays, because the software that's in every studio, and then the guys who know to deal with the Audiologic stuff, and you know, if you let those guys and girls kind of like rule the game, then it's all gonna sound the same in the end. And it's really important for artists to just go for their own sound, for their own way, and make mistakes maybe even, but
exactly.
Those mistakes might make the sound.
Yeah,
might make it interesting.
Absolutely.
Let's listen to another song off of the new album that's coming out on Friday. I'd Be Lying heißt die Nummer von Emma Elizabeth, die wir hier nochmal hören. Gleich gibt's noch eine Live-Performance auf Ohren und wir verlosen 2 Exemplare des neuen Debütalbums auf Flux FM. Emma Elizabeth mit I'd Be Lying zwischendurch auf dem Plattenteller. Emma Elizabeth mit I'd Be Lying auf Flux FM. Und wir stellten gerade fest, nicht nur die Drum-Sounds sind gut, auch die Gitarren-Sounds sind gelungen. Wir haben schon einiges gelernt über diese Platte und auch über die Geschichte im Prinzip der Künstlerin, die ja zunächst in der schwedischen Band spielte, dann eine Solo-Karriere machte, die mit den ganz großen Plattenfirmen funktionierte. Das hat ihr dann aber auch nicht gefallen. Und jetzt ist sie eben mit ihrem bürgerlichen Namen auch auf den Bühnen der Welt unterwegs. Emma Elizabeth, Tochter auch von Musikern und Musikerinnen. Your parents were also already making music.
Sure. Yeah. My mom, she used to sing in a blues band in the 60s.
Wow.
And my dad, he plays flamenco guitar.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's finger picking.
Oh, yeah. Dun, 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 dun. Very much so.
Oh, wow. That's interesting, though. So when you finish some of the songs on the album, you showed them to your parents?
Yeah, they hear the songs. Yeah.
Cool. That's interesting.
Yeah.
My family's like not musical at all.
Not.
I mean, they listen to music, but none of them can play an instrument. Must be so interesting to be the daughter or the son of a blues singer.
it's cool.
Yeah.
It was called Aunt Sally.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, she was called Aunt Sally.
No, the band. It was like she was traveling around with these blues dudes.
So most people who have a profession and then they get kids, they don't want their kids to go into that direction. They want them to go for another job. Was that the case with your parents? Or were they like, oh man, she's gonna be a musician?
Yeah, no, they always supported whatever. Like, so me and my siblings, we do completely different stuff.
Okay.
But they support all of us in all different directions.
Yes.
Which is really cool.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Totally.
But they were always there.
That's really nice. So you've moved to Berlin in 2010, I think.
Yeah.
How important was moving here for the whole development of your art? Because I think Berlin can have the power to get some thoughts into your head, which are like, no, I don't want to work with the big professional companies anymore. I want to do it on my own and stuff, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think Berlin was like what kicked off me being able to spend all my time making music, which was really great.
Mm.
And that's an opportunity that I don't know if that would have happened, you know? You never know what happens depending on where you end up, with which people you end up.
Yeah.
But that definitely happened when I moved here.
Yeah.
So that was cool.
Another thing that was interesting this year was going to Austin, Texas and playing South by Southwest, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Austin.
How was that?
It was great.
People always say, yeah, it was great, but it's like super hard to do like a few shows in a few days and it's pretty hectic and stuff.
Now we played 5 shows.
Wow.
This time. And we did a few with the full band and then we did a few just stripped down. And basically some shows are really great And some shows are like in the back of a taco restaurant.
Yeah.
So you never know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
But it's fun. It is really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You once were asked if your music was a movie, what genre would it be? And you said it would be a Jim Jarmusch movie with Bill Murray and stuff. And yeah. I'm thinking about that because the new Jim Jarmusch has just opened.
I know.
And there's no music of you in there.
I know.
Why didn't that happen?
I don't know. I have to call him and ask. Yeah.
Jim, what's happening?
Jim.
I've made that record and I wanted to put a song into the soundtrack.
Yeah, but you didn't forward to see it. I mean, it's a zombie movie.
It's a zombie movie with Iggy Pop, Bill Murray, Tilda Swinton. It's crazy.
Yep.
I want to see it right now. Sorry, I'm leaving. Just play your song. I'm leaving for the cinema right now. No, you want to play us a song called Cavalry.
Yes.
From the new album.
Yeah.
In an acoustic version for Flux FM.
Yeah.
So let me open those mics for you. Und am Anschluss an diese Performance verlosen wir dann auch noch zwei Exemplare des Emma Elizabeth Debütalbums Melancholic Milkshake. Aber erstmal gibt's Musik auf Ohren. Wir hören das Stückchen Cavalry.
Go and send in the cavalry. Horses running over me. Won't stop me anyway. Thinking about you. Go and put up a wall of steel. Arms pointing right at me. Won't stop me anyway. Thinking about you. I don't mind the distance. I'm the traveling kind. So many complications in a straight line. Consequences will have their own time. Go and send in the cavalry. Horses running over me. You won't stop me anyway. Thinking about you. Go and put up a wall of steel. Arms pointing. Change when you got your own mind. But all I keep on thinking about is you. Is you. Go on, send in the cavalry. Horses running over me. Stop me anyway. Thinking about you. Go on, put up a wall of steel. Arms pointing right at me. Won't stop me anyway. Thinking about you.
Stadium applause auf Flux FM für Emma Elizabeth. That was a great version of Cavalry.
Thank you.
I had goosebumps all over my body. You can still see him a little bit. I'm a little goosey. Wahnsinn. Ich freue mich schon sehr auf die Veröffentlichung des Albums Melancholic Milkshake am 21.06., also am kommenden Freitag. Ist es schon soweit? Und weil Emma eine sehr freundliche Künstlerin ist, hat sie jetzt schon zwei Exemplare ihres Albums mitgebracht und signiert. Und die darf ich jetzt verlosen. Das mache ich klassischerweise per E-Mail und nicht per Telefon. Schreibt mir also eine Mail an win@fluxfm.de mit dem Betreff Emma Elizabeth. Und vielleicht schreibt ihr noch eine nette Anekdote rein, warum euch das gefallen hat, was ihr bisher gehört habt. Vielleicht wart ihr auch im Vorprogramm oder wart ihr bei den Pictures schon und habt sie da mal live gesehen. Da könnt ihr auch gerne ein paar nette Worte zu verlieren. Die Wahrscheinlichkeit, dass ihr das Album gewinnt, erhöht sich durch nette Worte einfach. Ist so. Also eine Mail an win@fluxfm.de mit dem Betreff Emma Elizabeth. Schreibt auch eure Adresse schon mit rein in die Mail, damit wir wissen, wohin wir die Platte gegebenenfalls schicken sollen. Emma, thanks a lot for visiting once again.
Thank you.
I think we'll meet a few times now.
Meet again.
Yeah, because now it's all starting. The whole thing is starting.
Exactly.
And you're going to play a show at in Berlin on the 11th of July.
Exactly.
Which is not too far ago.
It's not far away, yeah.
Yeah, so you'll come back and we'll promote the show.
Yes.
Cool. Emma Elizabeth bei Flux FM. Vielen Dank nochmal für deinen Besuch. Bis zum nächsten Mal. Ciao. Bye.